Very nice. Look at that.
Just picked them up from the printers yesterday. Good coloring. That's bone. And the lettering is something called Cillian Braille.
It's very cool, babe, but that's nothing. Look at this.
More common, Our streets are becoming breeding grounds for social instability. And all the while, there's this very small cadre of very, very wealthy individuals, billionaires, who are sucking up more and more of the wealth that used to belong to working people. Just look at these numbers. Post-World War II, all income levels in America grew together. The lowest income level, the 20% poorest Americans, actually grew at a faster rate than the top 20% of the wealthiest Americans. During this time, billionaires were few and far between in America as wealth was more evenly distributed. But since Reagan, and since a new mentality was instilled in our culture that greed is good and super rich shouldn't be questioned or asked to sacrifice anymore for their nation, then income for the top has increased rapidly while income has actually fallen for the bottom of America.
Since 1976, Apple Computers has been changing the world in which we live in. It's true. We have been an enormous success. And now, I'm happy to report that we have $150 billion.
Chin out and say the word billion. Sounds beautiful. We'll do it together on three. Ready? First, stick your chin out. Okay, one, two, three. Billion. Oh, isn't that beautiful? That's just beautiful. That's just beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. Billion. That's a fun number. Anyone here 31 years old? Raise your hand. Got to be a few of you. Very nice. In this year of your life, you will live your billionth second. Yes, I'm geeky enough to have calculated this. 31 years, 2059 days, 1 hour, 46 minutes, and 40 seconds. But you have to account for leap days and leap seconds, okay? I'm going to try to make an app that'll do this, but I haven't done it yet. I've been busy doing other things. But I celebrated my own billionth second with a really small glass of champagne. <laughs> 50 of these billions. I think a neighbor of yours, he's a neighbor, right? Isn't he? He's like, you see him around town, I presume? Not, okay. His net worth is like $50 billion, plus or minus. I don't know if you know how much that is. I don't believe you know. You don't. In fact, I'm certain you don't, because I'm going to tell you.
Since 1980, the top 1% have sucked up 80% of all the new wealth created in our country. And in 2010, the richest 1% of Americans received 93% of all the new income earned that year.
Island or whatever, all wrapped up in a one cat named Man. Okay? And he could have anything he wants in the world. He had all the money, you know? He could buy all of us. Yeah, he could. It's America. He could buy us. If you have all the money, everything will be perfect. You know, all the kids are going to have nice teeth or braces. Everybody's going to have nice hair or a wig. Everybody's going to be eating ham. And when there's no more ham, guess what? About extra ham. Okay? But he had all the money, could have anything he wants, and he's banging chicks. What? You are banging chicks? Like, I make $52,000 a year. I'm banging chicks. Okay? That's the tax bracket I'm in. But when I'm a billionaire, dude, all I'm f***ing is endangered species. I'll be f***ing a last-ass white owl. This all sounds like a train.
What is this about?
Money. Free trade, microchips, toaster ovens.
And what does that have to do with you?
When I'm a billionaire, I'm finding other ways to get off. I'm going to hire a bunch of Mexicans to come to my house every day, bury all my money in my yard, then dress up like pirates and dig it up. Every day. I'm going to fly up to space at night in a special shuttle, jerk off, and just come back to the house. They're going to call me the Space Jerker.
There are now over 400 billionaires in America. In fact, today, the richest 400 Americans, all of whom are billionaires, own more wealth than the bottom 150 million Americans combined.
Today, Apple is proud to announce that we have officially bought Beats by Dre for $3.2 billion.
We still have about 147 billion dollars left, and folks, we got a lot of fun stuff we're gonna buy.
Apple is pleased to announce our purchase of Kohler toilets for $13 billion.
Why did Apple computers spend $13 billion on a toilet company? Who cares? We still have $134 billion left over.
I saw a very nice sweater at Fred Siegel last week, so Apple acquired it.
This woman, Karen, who I think Tim Cook met like late night at a Denny's, comes in with him on Monday and is now like buying companies, like making the buying decisions for Apple computers.
Hey, listen, it's the Furious George Show. I'm signing in, going to be just probably warning a few folks who haven't turned off already. The show may continue to be offensive to billionaires out there. I'm Dr. Furious. I do it every Thursday. This is WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carborough, and we're rocking out tonight. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious. Oh, yeah, by the way, go to furiousg.blogspot.com or check us out at WCOM-FM or WCOM-LP-FM. On the radio. I'll be back. We're going to be slamming some more billionaires with some beats. Bombing them with beats. I'm furious!
In fact, the richest six members of the Sam Walton family, heirs of the Walmart fortune, again, all billionaires, own more wealth than the bottom 30% of Americans combined.
The iPhone 5 is not just a new phone. It's a much better phone, the thinnest and lightest we've ever made. That's right. It's
taller, thinner, leaner, sleeker. This is the sexiest phone Apple's ever released.
The first iPhone with 4G, so you'll be connected to Wi-Fi all the time.
It's taller and skinnier and lighter and taller. Dump your fat, midgety phone and stop slumming, dude. Because this slender, beautiful piece of technology is waiting for you.
I will tell you how rich this man is. First of all, I'm charmed by the fact that the patron saint of geeks is the richest man in the world. That's a different world than it was when the richest people were sort of oil barons and steel barons. It's like a geek is the richest guy in the world. That's kind of cool. But I did this math because I walk along the street. You know, I have a job and I own a home. And I'm walking down the street and I see a coin in the street. My question to myself is, what is the smallest denomination coin that I'll bend down and pick up? Okay? Given the fact that I have a job, I own a home. So, the penny is staying. I'm not getting the penny. The nickel, I'm not getting the nickel. Dime, if I'm not in a hurry, I'm picking up the dime. Okay? A quarter, well, that's good for parking meters and laundry. Plus, it's a quarter, right? So I'm picking up the quarter. So for me, the boundary between picking up the coin and not is between a dime and a quarter. So I figured, let me ratio this up to that wealth and ask how much money has to be laying in the street for Bill Gates to be too busy to pick it up. It's $45,000, okay? That's what it is. $45,000, I said, too busy. Somebody else get that. That's how rich the man is. In case you didn't know.
According to a recent study from the Federal Reserve, median net worth for middle-class families dropped by nearly 40% from 2007 to 2010. That's the equivalent of wiping out 18 years of savings for the average middle-class family. And much of that money went to the richest 400 Americans, all billionaires who collectively own $1.3 trillion worth of wealth. The issue here isn't punishing the wealthy. The issue is acknowledging that billionaires, uniquely, have sucked up so much wealth out of our economy that the rest of us are drowning.
You can actually buy the company Amazon.com through Amazon.com.
That brought Apple Computer's net worth to $106,999,643.
I don't know what's going on at this company anymore. It feels like everybody has gone crazy.
Out with the girls and you need more than three-way calling, there's an app for that. What if you want to know all the bars in the area having ladies' drink specials? What if the bartender doesn't know how to make your favorite drink? The iPhone can tell you if you're suddenly partying too hard.
You wondering who that bitch talking to your boyfriend is? That's Jennifer, and she's a slut. You need to find out if your so-called faithful boyfriend is lying to your face, you asshole? Well, there's an app for that. What about what wine goes best with swallowing feelings of rage? You can quickly find the most threatening way to say, I will cut a bitch. What if you need to know the weakest points on the human body? Or what gun is best when shooting someone execution style? Or the types of blunt objects that can knock out a 200-pound man? What about a list of ways to mean the penis? There's an app for that. God, it's almost too easy to find everything you're looking for on the iPhone.
It's a new dawn.
Get rid of the evidence? There is a fucking app for that.
It's a new life.
There's an app for almost anything. Only on the iPhone.
It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn.
dudes banging chicks. When I have my money, I'm going to hire somebody to give a f-. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? You hire just some random dude off the street to give a f- for you. That's his job. So your wife comes home, she's all pissed. She's like, oh, you're just going to spend all our money at the casino and then park your truck in my flower bed? I'm like, you need to talk to Todd. I will leave you two alone. I'm not even going to wear a bathing suit when I have my money. I'm just going to hire some random dude to walk in front of my dick like this on the beach. People are like, who is that? I'm like, that's Gary. That's my new suit. I'm like, tuck your thumb in, Gary. I don't want that crazy tan line. Look like my penis has been hitchhiking for vaginas. This I'm going to wake up every day when I got all my money, okay? I'm going to have a bunch of little Asian babies come in my room, okay? Because that's the softest baby that the Lord makes, okay? And they come in and I got their feet padded so they extra quiet. And they've been caged up so they veally, they real, real soft. And they come in and look, one of them has a drum, but I didn't buy him any sticks. So he just has to carry his drum. He's the angry one. And they come in, and look, this is how they wake me up. The softest way to wake up in the world. They sprinkle cinnamon on me. That's gangsta, son.
Five also has a new shrunken doctor.
It's tighter. So you can drop loads and loads of information inside it. This iPhone wants to get all up in you. But maybe don't lick the phone like that, because your phone is covered with more germs than a public toilet seat. It's taller and thinner.
The iPhone 5. Honestly, we barely changed.
The new iPhone.
Seriously?
Welcome to a phone you can stick your dick in.
Doggy friends who use more doggy web.
What's worse is the rest of us are working harder and harder. Productivity has steadily increased post-World War II, and it used to be that income gains increased right alongside it. But around the time of Ronald Reagan, productivity and wages began to diverge. While productivity increased, wages stagnated. That's because all the extra profits made by increased productivity were not given back to the workers like they had been all the way back to the George Washington administration, but instead, since Reagan, had been pocketed by CEOs and corporate executives. In other words, we're all working harder, but unfortunately, by no will of our own, we've been forced to give up these fruits of our labor to the elites, to the billionaires whose wealth has exploded.
That is that the Koch brothers and others, not just them, but I think they've been pretty central to this whole issue, have been enormously successful in the last many, many decades. They've been at this for a long, long time in creating an America or a vision of America which works well for billionaires but is a disaster for the middle class and working families. And it is amazing how little this story is covered in the corporate media. But I want to take a few minutes, if I might, to tell you about a very interesting document that a staffer of mine discovered. In 1980, David Koch ran for Vice President of the United States and helped fund the campaign of the Libertarian Party in that year. And that's fine, everyone has a right to run for office. And in that year, they developed a platform. The platform that they ran on in 1980 was thought by most people to be really kooky, extreme, way, way out there. And they ended up getting 1% of the vote. The document that I'm going to read to you now, I want you to hear what I'm saying, because their extraordinary success in transforming politics in America is that ideas 34 years ago that were thought to be extreme and crazy, they ran against Ronald Reagan because he was too liberal. All right. The ideas that were 34 years ago thought to be extreme and crazy are now, by and large, mainstream Republican Party ideas. Now, the media often writes about Koch brothers are spending a lot of money. Harry Reid disagrees with them. They write all these articles. You know what they forget to tell us? They forget to tell us, and I don't think it's an accident, what do these guys stand for? All right. It is one thing that all of us should be concerned about it. That anybody spends hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in an election. I think that's bad no matter what your views are, to tell you the truth. We don't want to see billionaires competing, you know, in elections. What do these guys stand for? I will read you segments, some, word for word, of the 1980 document, and here's the point. I do not believe they have changed their views. So let me read. Give me about 2 minutes here to read some of the segments of this. First one, quote, this is exact quotes from their platform. Quote, we urge the repeal of federal campaign finance laws and the immediate abolition of the despotic Federal Election Commission. What does that mean in English? What it means is Citizens United. It means McCutcheon. And if you read the last McCutcheon opinion of Clarence Thomas, if you listen to the head of the NRC now, Mr. Priebus, you know what they believe? That Citizens United did not go far enough. That it is really oppressive and a denial of freedom to the Koch brothers and others that they can now, that they cannot directly give you $50 million for your campaign. Now they have to do it through independent expenditures. So they talked about this 34 years ago. Today, mainstream Republican. Quote, we favor the abolition of Medicare and Medicaid programs. Well, that hasn't happened. But if you look at the Ryan budget, what do you know? Medicare is being transformed, if they had their way, into a voucher program. You're old and you're sick, we're going to give you $8,000 to take care of your cancer problem, and you can go to any private insurance you want. And think about all those private insurance companies are going to want your business, right? Okay. In terms of Medicaid, they haven't abolished it. Look at the Ryan budget. Savage cuts in Medicaid. Quote, we favor the repeal of the fraudulent, virtually bankrupt, and increasingly oppressive Social Security system.
The United States of John Roberts, a land where billionaires roam free as the wind. Like the great bison herds of the former United States of America, today vast herds of cash migrate in search of candidates. In the land of John Roberts, it's now rutting season, and there are no limits, save some weak ones that will soon surely be culled. With the great campaign finance law die-off of 2010 and the more recent massacre of contribution limits, the Alpha Justice remakes the landscape as he sees fit. Money is speech, and billionaires the ascendant speakers. For in this land, the billionaire minority are oppressed no more. They are at last a proud, strong species. The weak, non-billionaire species retreat, scared and cynical, relegated to the caves, warrens, and deserts of political obscurity. So, the cycle of life and the rise of the billionaire continues in the United States of John Roberts, a land ruled by survival of the richest.
Been given out of this deal with the billionaires? They've been given political corruption as billionaires like Sheldon Adelson and the Koch brothers now proudly buy politicians and legislation to benefit their own selfish interests, like tax cuts for wealthy people, deregulation of polluting oil corporations, free trade for job outsourcers. We've been giving gigantic transnational corporations. We've been steered by billionaires that can crush the competition of small businesses and kill the American entrepreneurial spirit. According to a new study released today by the New America Foundation, the number of entrepreneurs per capita in the United States has dropped by 53% since 1977.
And since 1991, the number of Americans who are self-employed has dropped by more than 20%. Americans who used to be able to start their own businesses are increasingly being forced to join the ranks of the working poor, crowded out of the market by the billionaires' corporate domination.
Billionaire? Dude, all I'm f***ing is endangered species. I'll be f***ing the last white owl. This owl sounds like a train.
And flickering galore, there was always a need for more and some more. But how would they get there, and at what sort of pace? For a time, providers were all over the place. Then it started to happen. The corporate lovemaking, as two became one. Competition we're faking. Cables were bought, and satellites too. So much better with one than even with two. It's all for consumers, our service to you. We really won't rest till the mergers are through. So in the interest of service, this cartoon will do too. A merger just like what they want to feed you. First, the characters merge for efficiency's sake. Then colors will merge, and your payments will take.
Haven't done that. What did Bush try to do a few years ago? That's right. So that idea, which 34 years ago was thought to be totally insane, was now pushed by a Republican president, and you got many, many people, Republicans in the Senate, who believe that. They may not speak about it every day, but they do. We propose, quote, we propose the abolition of the governmental postal service, end quote. It's an issue I've been heavily involved in. But you got Republicans who want to decimate the Postal Service today. No question about that. Now, listen to this one. This is where these guys are coming from. You read about the attacks on the IRS all the time and how the IRS this, the IRS. Quote, we support the eventual repeal of all taxation.
Value theory really means. That's what the value argument is all about. Ah, that is what this fetish is all really all about. That is what these concepts are doing for me. But in effect, you only understand how these concepts work by the time you get to the end of the book. Now, that's a very unfamiliar strategy. I mean, we're familiar with strategies where people hammer into you, get the concept straight, and then you go on to the next one. It's like you build brick by brick by brick by brick. Marx is more like, you know, dissecting an onion. I use this metaphor, it's an unfortunate one, because as somebody pointed out, you know, when you dissect an onion, it usually reduces you to tears.
But what he does in a set, in effect, is to start from the outside of the onion, go to the center of the onion, find out what makes the onion go, and then come back to the surface.
All that it means. Now, all of you are aware that we're fighting to raise the minimum wage. 10-10 to me is a modest proposal. I would go higher than that, but it will be a significant help to 25, 30 million Americans who get a pay raise. This is their view. Quote, we support repeal of all law which impede the ability of any person to find employment, such as minimum wage laws. And today, what I can tell you, most people don't know this. They say, well, you know, Republicans are not supporting an increase in the minimum wage. What you should know is that many, many, many Republicans agree with that right now, and they are upfront about it. It's not a question of raising the minimum wage. It's repealing the minimum wage so that an employer in a high unemployment town, city, can hire you for $3 or $4 an hour.
Pizza rolls, so we bought the company for $27 billion. Do you see what we're doing here? We're buying everything.
The guys that have worked here for years, I look them in the eyes and I don't see anybody looking back.
Is this true? Are we getting an ape?
Since Steve's death, I think that we're floundering. We're a company based on, you know, the vision of one man, and I don't know that we know what we're doing anymore.
We bought some DVDs too! I got Howard Stern private parts!
In the fact that I have a job, I own a home. That's good for parking meters and laundry. Plus, it's a quarter, right? So I'm picking up the quarter. So for me, the boundary between picking up the coin and not is between a dime and a quarter. So I figured, let me ratio this up to that wealth and ask how much money has to be laying in the street for Bill Gates to be too busy to pick it up. It's $45,000, okay? That's what it is. $45,000, too busy.
To be able to walk away from your smile as I can. And I'm gonna be all right after a while.
Somebody else get that. I got...
And the Lord done gave me a strength.
That's how rich the man is, in case you didn't know.
Oh, I'm gonna be free. I want to be free. I'm gonna be free. I want to be free.
Thank you.
our head. Interesting. Where are you going with this, IKEA boy?
By yourself, you've never been in a fight.
Wait, let me start earlier.
Objects that can knock out a 200-pound man.
What about a lift of weights?
I love you a lot.
There's an app for that.
God, it's almost too easy to find everything you're looking for on the iPhone.
Need to get rid of the evidence?
There is a fucking app for that.
These are your primary action items.
I couldn't sleep.
No, you can't die from insomnia.
I'd flip through catalogs and watch.
When I'm a billionaire, I'm finding other ways to get off. I'm gonna hire a bunch of Mexicans to come to my house every day, bury all my money in my yard, then dress up like pirates and dig it up. Every day. I'ma fly up to space at night in a special shuttle, jerk off, and just come back to the house. They gonna call me the space jerker.
We've been given financial instability as billionaires having more money than they can spend in a dozen lifetimes go to Wall Street to gamble. As author Larry Beinhart discovered, whenever tax rates at the very top drop below 50%, the super rich have a lot of hot money to play with, and there are always subsequent economic crashes. It happened in the 20s, it happened in the 80s with the S&L crisis, it happened just a few years ago with the housing bubble bursting. Not only that, the billionaires have even denied us and themselves happiness. As a 2010 study by the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found, emotional well-being rises with income, but there is no further progress beyond an annual income of $75,000.
Hey, listen, just sending out a big middle finger out there to all the billionaires, or all few of them, and also just trying to take note that right now here in North Carolina, we've got some craziness going on with the Koch brothers taking over our government with Art Poop and others. So actually go to the Moral Monday protest coming up this Monday in Raleigh. Yours truly, Furious George, was there, and it's a pretty cool experience. So if you haven't gone yet, you still have time. In fact, the closer we get to the elections, the more important your presence will be. So get there. You can learn more about the Furious George Show by tuning in every Thursday. We go to 10 till who knows how long. And also, we have just kind of a different spotlight here or there. We just had the crazy billionaire spotlight. And I want to say thanks to DJ The John Boner and DJ Abby E for some help. We're going to be sending back also with a new mix that we do, which is a crazy new beat from Deltron. And Flying Lotus, mixed by this crazy guy named DJ Scarface. So we play crazy beats and also have fun with some different themes. So if you like what you listen to, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and learn more about the show. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious!
I let the throw it out with a heat ray. Now I'm sitting in the sun, a pulsating jet stream. In virtual reality, my wet dream. Perusing my 21st century classic comics. The fun is astronomic. I figured since I'm here, I'll renew my galactic passport. So I'm not persecuted by no galactic asshole. Schemers on the app. With their holographic hat tricks. Using magnetism to pickpocket citizens. Tourists walk around with memory apprehension glasses. They attempt to capture the past tense. Can't get nigga. Virtual junkies burnt out and lost for veterans still trapped in the Holocaust. Yeah. Scarface. Sitting on the porch reading comics.
cosmopolitan. Keeping all these dumb hoes with enhanced collagen. I'm calling in sick today. Big mistake. This resulted in a final paycheck and pink slip to take. Replaced by my successor because I missed my place. Knowing that the Rhyme Federation will miss my face. Referred to as a big disgrace. Now I'm freelance with more risk to take. Now I'm rhyming Merc, finding certified androids. Hit a convention, signing autographs for fanboys. They admire my enhanced stanzas and how I dodge manhunts and security cameras. Avoided apprehension in subatomic dimensions. And even more impressive because of what we live in, a self-contained environment. I suggest I'm just a minor threat. I see a thing of beauty fly a tech. Standing by a desk, paid them my respect. I was too scared to try to step. So I deployed one of my androids for dialect. Synthesized with my voice, perfectly replicated. As for her name and what she married, no, we separated. Yo, in the year 3030, everybody wants to be an MC. In the year 3030, everybody wants to be a DJ. In the year 3030, everybody wants to be a producer. In the year 3030, everybody wanna tell you the meaning of music. Yo, I must appeal to you people with your faculties, cause everybody else is gonna laugh at me. People try to get over and take a crack at me. The universe is one, I see what rap can be. Glorious, putting the Smithsonian on podiums for holy hymns. But you see who's controlling them. Fuck myself off, cause of the egotistical mode I'm in. No, I can't slap you, no five, when you and your cutty is talking shit about me outside. People take pride in what they have no hand in. Sorta like a phantom, holographic handsome. But deep inside, he wanna do what his man done. Just because his peers jeer and clown. And when you 6 feet deep, no one hears you now. They said we not compatible like deers and cows and owls. So many rules and regulations say you're not allowed. If I had to describe the way I survive, it's like vice squeezing. The reason I'm black and still breathing. Heathens will breed heathens, so everybody suspect. I must check your ID, cause you looking shiesty. You might be intelligent, someone that does against opposite of positive. When I drop the laws against a nature, be faithful. Why should I hate you? We ain't that different. We may act different in some ways, but we still group together like a fucking survey. Suffering and fuck them all the motto. I'm trapped in a bottle. My music getting hollow. And that's what happens when humanity you follow. Where every leak of info is hard to swallow. Sell your Marlboros and car insurance. Put niggas on the moon and can't pay for your burdens. I smoke urban, rock a turban. Meditate on the world and what's occurring. A lot of white boys like the style and copy. Dig it something deeper and you peep that we're not free. It's not about separation, it's about the population. I want to devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash your whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I want to make a super virus strong enough to cause blackouts in every single metropolis. Cause they don't want to unify us, so fuck it. Total anarchy and can't nobody stop us. You see, late in the evening, fucked up on my computer and my mind starts roaming. I create like a heathen. The first cycles of this virus I can send through a modem. Infiltration hit your station. No Microsoft or enhanced DOS will impede. Society thinks they're safe when bingo, hard drive crashes from the rending. A lot of hackers tried viruses before. Vaporize your text like so much whiteout. I want it where file replication is a chore. Lights out, shut down entire White House. I don't want just a bug that could be corrected. I'm erecting immaculate design. Break the nation down section by section, even to the great
greatest minds it's impossible to find. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash your whole computer system and revert you to papyrus. I wanna devise a virus to bring dire straits to your environment. Crush your corporations with a mild touch. Trash your whole computer system and revert you to papyrus.
We have already planned. The plan is programmed into every one of my 1,000 robots. We will not hesitate. We will destroy the Homo sapiens.
I want to develop a super virus. Better by far than an old Y2K. This is 3030, the time of global unification. Break right through they terminals, burn them all. Slaves of silicon, corrupt politicians with leaders and their keywords. FBI and spies stealing bombs. Precipitate their plans in their face and catch the fever. Everybody loot the stores, get your canned goods. Even space stations are having a hard time. Peacekeepers seek to take our manhood, which results in the form of global apartheid. Ghettos are trash dumps with gas pumps, exploded and burnt out since before the Great Union. The last punks walk around like mass monks, ready to manipulate the database or break through them. Human rights come in 100th place. Mass production has always been number one. New Earth has become a repugnant place, so it's time to spread the fear that's fun to some.
Have we tried to extend our glorious empire out to the stars, only to be driven back?